Republicans are feeling antsy, apparently, over a key provision in their tax plan that could put some of the party's most vulnerable members in the House in deeper jeopardy. The GOP tax plan would raise $1.3 trillion over the next decade by eliminating a deduction for state and local taxes. That could hit people hard in high-tax states such as New York, New Jersey, and California. More from Scott Wong, reporter at The Hill, who covers House Republicans. Scott, what do we have here?
Well, this is proven to be a difficult issue for many, as you mentioned, swing state Republicans, vulnerable Republicans on Capitol Hill who have tough elections coming up in 2018. This issue is a key part of the GOP tax framework that was released last week by the White House and by GOP congressional leaders. We refer to it as SALT. It's the state and local tax deduction. The GOP plan wants to completely eliminate SALT, the SALT deduction. And what this deduction does is it allows people in high-taxing states like New York and New Jersey, Illinois and California to deduct their state and local taxes. And so what that means is constituents in these congressional districts, some of them represented by these vulnerable Republicans, would end up paying higher taxes. And so that's a real concern for many of these lawmakers, Republicans specifically, with tough elections come next fall.
How many of these Republicans are there?
Well, the Tax Policy Center, which is a independent think tank, identified 20 House districts where taxpayers use the SALT deduction the most. And out of those 20, eight of them, so almost half of them, were seats that were represented by Republicans who are top Democratic targets in 2018. Let me go through a couple of those names. You know, Lee Zeldin from New York, Rodney Frelinghuysen, the appropriations chairman who has a very tough race from New Jersey, another New Jersey guy, Leonard Lance, who I spoke to just this week. Leonard Lance said, look, I'm not going to support the GOP tax plan, and I'm a Republican because of this SALT deduction issue. If they don't fix it, I'm a no vote.
What are the other options? Has somebody like Mr. Lance floated something else?
Well, there are discussions. Obviously, House leadership and the White House don't want to lose a big chunk of these moderate Republicans, vulnerable Republicans that are crucial to preserving their majority next year. So there are discussions. The Ways and Means Chairman Kevin Brady held a dinner with some of these vulnerable folks earlier this week, and they tossed ideas back and forth on how we can come to some sort of middle ground on the SALT deduction issue. What we're hearing now is that maybe there's some area for you know, them to meet in the middle by limiting the SALT deduction rather than doing away with it completely. So these are talks that are currently underway, negotiations that are underway, but I guess the good news is that people are still talking and that people are not backing into their corners.
We're speaking with Scott Wong, senior staff writer at The Hill. He covers House Republicans, and he's written a piece entitled Swing Seat Republicans Squirm Over GOP Tax Plan. So the SALT issue here, the state and local taxes, is that the biggest current hurdle to tax reform?
I would say yes. Surprisingly, the tax reform plan has a much smoother path to passage than the health care bill did earlier this year. With the health care bill, the Obamacare repeal bill, there was opposition on both ends of the Republican conference. There was opposition from the Freedom Caucus that thought the bill did not fully repeal Obamacare, and there was opposition from moderates in the Tuesday group who felt like it would just take away too much funding from their states. And so very quickly when this tax reform bill was revealed last week, the House Freedom Caucus, including the chairman Mark Meadows, endorsed it very, very strongly, and that was a surprise.
Scott Wong, reporter at The Hill. He covers House Republicans.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.